Well, the Minister for Environment, Parks and Heritage, Brian Whiteman, has tabled the new Aboriginal Heritage Protection Bill in Parliament. The bill's designed to protect the Aboriginal community with a clear statutory role in the protection and management of their heritage. It's also designed to provide landowners and developers with clearer procedures and greater certainty than exists under the current system, a system that dates back to 1975. Michael Mansell is from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre and has come in this afternoon in the cold, windy conditions. Michael Mansell, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dave. Better to be in your office than out there at the moment.
Nice and cosy in here at the moment.
Indeed.
Now, we've spoken a number of times on this. Mm. I know this has been coming for almost two decades now. What do you make of this now finally being tabled in Parliament?
It's a shock and a disappointment because we have been waiting now 18 years since the Liberal government talked to us in 1995 and said, look, we're going to have to give you a new Aboriginal heritage legislation that's equivalent of the European heritage legislation. So it'll be an independent body that will protect Aboriginal heritage, and even governments will have to get permission and so on. When this bill came out, it's the only piece of environmental and planning legislation in Tasmania that is not put out to an independent body. This is kept in the hands of the government. The biggest threat to Aboriginal heritage in Tasmania is from the government, not from the public. The public can be prosecuted with immense penalties. They range from $40,000 through to $500,000 and for companies over $1 million. But the government won't prosecute itself, and the government excuses itself from the damage it does to Aboriginal heritage by issuing itself permits. So this is an absolutely terrible result. The ICOMOS, the international body that Australia is connected to on monuments and sites, they have expressed outrage at the government's progress on this bill. The archaeologists in Tasmania equally say this is bad legislation. And we always thought the government would pull the legislation back and say we'll start again, but they're determined to push it ahead.
Interesting that the wording of a release today from the government is that it's a new statutory role, clear statutory role in the protection and management of their history, of Aboriginal, Tasmanian Aboriginal history. Just off air, we were having a chat there, and an example that you were giving me is that if a member of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community were to enter an area where there was perhaps middens or some artefacts of some sort, you can actually face prosecution.
That's right. There are Aboriginal cave paintings down in the southwest part of Tasmania where the Aboriginal community has kept that information to itself. And that's under the Relics Act, we're enabled to do that. Under this new bill, Parks and Wildlife could demand the location, and if we refuse to tell them, we can be fined up to $40,000 for refusing to disclose the whereabouts. If we take Aboriginal children to a midden and we explain to them the thousands of years and the different generations of Aboriginal people who ate these different foods, and we take one shell out of there, Parks and Wildlife can again prosecute us for preserving our culture by explaining it to future generations. Any Aboriginal heritage that is put on the Tasmanian register, councils, state government employees, builders, even university researchers have a right of access to the register, but Aboriginal people have no such right. So we don't even have a right to find out where they found our heritage and the list that they've written it down on. We don't have access to it.
18 years in the making. I'm surprised to hear your reaction today, because it has been a long time, and again, I have spoken to you a long time. We've been waiting for this to be tabled. I wasn't expecting the reaction I got from you to say you were disappointed. For a period there, it seemed like, and there's been many ministers in that period as well, it seems like things were going right. So when Scott Gadd was the head of the Environment Department, there was some thought within the Tasmanian Aboriginal community we were heading on the right track. What's gone wrong? Why is it broken down?
I think the writing was on the wall when Nick McKim, in his first day as a minister for the prisons, his first public statement was to justify the destruction of an Aboriginal midden at Risdon Prison to put up a boundary fence. We should have seen the writing then, but we didn't. When Lara Giddings opened the four-lane highway at Brighton, she gave all the glorified versions of what the road meant for the people of Tasmania, but not once did she mention the destruction of a 40,000-year-old Aboriginal site. Again, we should have seen the signs, but we didn't. I think the problem here is that when you've got an election in the wind, you know, before March next year, politicians are going to come out with legislation that is part of this mantra of jobs, jobs, jobs. And this legislation is really set up to do that, even though, I mean, as a lawyer, I've been through it. And one of the crazy things in this that just doesn't make sense is that a farmer who wants to plough his paddock is going to have to go to Parks and Wildlife and get a permit to plough the paddock, even though we would be the first to admit, look, there's no Aboriginal heritage there. He can't destroy. It's been ploughed years and years and years. But unless that farmer can prove that that particular paddock was what they call deep ripping, down to 300 mil, he has to get a permit or he has to produce evidence to Parks and Wildlife. So that farmer's not going to criticise the government. That farmer's going to be critical of Aboriginal people. And we would have been the first to say, well, that's just crazy. But, you know, this is the way the government's been shifting the grounds and trying to portray itself as being good for the environment while at the same time allowing people just to, itself, really, to destroy Aboriginal heritage.
Michael Mansell joining us this afternoon, Legal Officer for the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre on ABC Northern Tasmania Driver. It's 18 minutes past five. Just how important, Michael Mansell, is it to get this right? How much of that Aboriginal heritage is left?
Well, that's the disappointing part of this, Damien, that 18 years in the making, we thought that because 90% of Aboriginal heritage, the middens, the campsites, the corroboree grounds, the burial grounds, the walking tracks up the Great Lakes through to Lake Echo where the tribal people used to use those tracks, and the cave sites that held the handstands, all 90% of those have been destroyed by what Tasmania is today. And people might say, well, look, that was born out of ignorance. And we say, well, that's right. But in 2013, we can't claim ignorance. The midden that was down at Kelso was destroyed because people needed for calcium. But you wouldn't expect the government today to allow that to continue. But if it's a government project, they will. And what we're concerned about is the remaining 10% of Aboriginal heritage that hasn't been lost or destroyed. It is so crucial to preserve it, not just for Aborigines, but for all generations of Tasmanians, Australians and the world to see in the future.
Just finally, Michael Mance, because we do have to move on, there are nine Aboriginal people that have been appointed to what's going to be an Aboriginal Heritage Council within this. Do you perhaps have a greater say through that? How do we fix this, what you're saying, an inequity, a lack of a say for the Aboriginal community if this is now before Parliament?
The advisory body can only get involved if there is an artefact being removed from Tasmania to somewhere else, or if someone wishes to do scientific research, the advisory body should have a say. If a developer goes to the advisory body and says, look, will you sign this deal? I'm definitely going to destroy the heritage. I'm going to do this. The advisory body can sign off. But if the advisory body refuses, the developer simply goes to the minister and the minister approves it. And that's the limited involvement of the advisory body. All other decisions about whether something is important, whether it should be saved, whether it should be destroyed, is entirely with the minister.
Michael Mansell, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks again, Damien.
Michael Mansell, the legal officer for the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, where it's 20 minutes past five.